Last evening, Krishna was describing that like before he described like all the books they speak about like arriving somewhere or being or visiting a place. And that he was saying that kind of a no way to come back from there. Once you arrive, you are there, and then there is no way to come back. And how is life there, you know, like kind of like he was trying to describe, as well as like this could be also another way seen, you know, if we really don't put energy to like where he like what we become free to, like he's describing as becoming free to, but also we could see us, you know, as not putting energy there. Like, it could be like a way, as well as like kind of like description of that place, you know, that these things are not there. And also we could see that if these are not there, you know, like we could really see that, you know, these things are making life kind of like horrible, you know, like generally. And so we can also try to not encourage them. And what he was saying that nirman moha, like generally kind of like, you know, if we mathematically, if we speak, we can say like 5% of our energies are around pretending, like we really pretend like to be something, and then probably like 65%, you know, is really to, so people can recognize this. Like 5% we spend in pretending, and 65% so that people can recognize that my pretension, like what I pretend to be, if people can recognize that. And why is 65%? Because, you know, people, one day they say, ah, okay, this, and next day they say something else, you know. Then we have to come again and kind of like, the whole life or the drama of life goes around this, like the pretending, and so that people say yes to my pretense, you know, like what I pretend. And generally, like, that is the big, like, big drama going on there, because one day somebody says yes, and next day says no. And then it's, like, very difficult, because also doubt goes to what I pretend. And this is why it becomes very difficult. So Krishna is saying, actually, arriving there, you know, this 70%, you know, is free. And then and then moha, like there will be like some around the attachments, you know, like certainly everyone will have some attachments, you know, some things which seems good to be attached to. So Krishna is saying like there also that get freed. And then like the again referring like another area where we really spend a lot, kind of energy. It's like he's saying, the you know, being associated with and having been influenced by that, kind of like the influence of association, like one day a different person influences, and then you know life really starts kind of like going around, you know, next day is different person, and there is no end, because as long as we really allow influence, we have to do this, like, kind of like, you know, be around that person, whoever that is. So saying also, that energy is free, because now we are not going around, like we don't really feel being influenced by it, because there is clarity.
What's actually going on in this association thing? Is it always association with a person? Or?
You know, like, could be person, something like whatever that is. Like, generally, like, person influences us more. Like, people influence us more. And then we really kind of, like, make our life around, you know, even to that extent, you know, like in spiritual life, it's like somebody influenced, and then your life, like you really plan your life around that, and then you know, like really, you really don't seek what is good for you. Like through that, you know, could be that if you start seeking what is good for me, now, like. Generally, like the whole kind of like a probably like the sangha thing, you know, like it's because of that. Because when you are around somebody, then certainly like the whole group will see things according to that person, not according to themselves. And this is where like kind of like I think, you know, like the history of sangha, you know, they have been made, and also like. Like, I think, you know, they were not finished and started kind of like demolishing, like, most of the sanghas. Like, none of the sanghas, you know, like, I don't know anyone who really were able to finish before demolishing.
And
before demolishing,
like,
falling. Yeah, because of this, because, yeah, because, like, everyone has not been given freedom, you know? Like generally, people started like kind of going around a person, and this is where not really seeking their own, like what they can be benefited from, and really because it's easy, like, you know, it's very easy, like to, I think, you know, like any of us like really likes to follow, you know, like there is like a natural liking, you know, to follow. And when somebody asks, you know, not to follow, very difficult, you know, because it's very easy to follow, because then you don't have to think, you don't have to be responsible, you know. Somebody else is responsible. And in this case, like, you really have to be responsible for yourself, you know. You cannot, because there is freedom, then also responsibility. So Krishna is saying actually also that energy gets free, you know. Now you really can see for yourself, you know? You really live your life.
So it gets free at this point, but is there any way to get free of it before?
Yeah, before, that's what I'm saying, like, you know, before is like really kind of like not to be, fall in that current, you know, like not to fall in that current, you know, it's advice. Then certainly like, you know, that will come. Like if we don't allow us to once we fall in this current, then it's very, very difficult,
yeah,
to come out, because it's like so much influence, because also people from the back are coming in the same current, and they really kind of,
yeah.
Also people in the front are there, and really good people, then it's very difficult to take out. So like from the beginning, be careful so that you haven't fall, you know, like your kind of like what is beneficial for you, your loyalty is there, not for, like you are not loyal for somebody else. You are being loyal for yourself. You know, that is what Krishna is saying. Like, you know, if we can make that somehow.
Like as a sangha, mm-hmm. is there some kind of helpful things that the sangha can do to kind of?
Yeah, like actually, like you know, what I see, you know, because like you know, I have been really spending a lot of time around this question. Because also seeing, actually, like there has been a time, like, you know, I haven't been in any kind of, like, spiritual field. So then I, like, that time, because I didn't know, like, so then I was thinking maybe it could be helpful. Like, the sangha could be helpful. But then, you know, I went around and saw the, like, situation. And then I felt like probably... Like if there can be like it, which is like almost impossible, you know. Like if you allow everyone to be oneself, then it's very difficult to be loyal to Sangha. But like I see a possibility, like being loyal to oneself as well as allowing like other people, you know, it's possible. But I think you know that will come very late. Like once you know, like growth has happened to a certain extent. Then that will happen. And if that has not happened, you know, I think sanghas are more harmful than useful. You know, this is my conclusion, you know, kind of like. So I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is how I saw, like, I went to kind of Rishikesh and Haridwar and really went, kind of like, walked around and then saw what is going on there, you know, like, they really... Probably when, you know, they started, there was like a kind of like something spiritual, you know, like really the reason was spiritual, coming together for spiritual reasons. But now that is lost. There are other reasons, you know, like reasons to like some like sell products, you know, all those things, but now like that reason is lost. So, my findings around that is like, it's possible, but not very easy. Like that kind of sangha, you know, which is in kind of like in what I see, it's possible, but that will come very kind of like, very in, means like, it will be the byproduct of some other thing. Like I think you know, it's like it's probably no sangha. You know, like what I see is no sangha, like individual. But like something, you know, like one day, like you know, what I see is possibility, like really to be a sangha if it continues.
And this thing that you were saying about like really being loyal to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing that in each other.
Yeah.
Like that seems, like to me that feels really, really hard,
yeah.
But really important.
You know, that is the important, you know, like really hard because, like, you know, things are not your way, you know. Like what will happen, like there is another, like, you know, thing in us, like the thing of, like, control, you know. Like, I really want to that people are in my control. Like somehow, and I, like there are many, many kind of games I will play for that also. So like if I let go of the control thing, you know, people are people and they are not children, you know. They, so then, you know, this can happen. Like the, if control is not there, then possibility is more. Like with control, you know, it's like almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. Just about what you said with like I find it very difficult for me to be with you and wanting your influence, but also being true to myself, finding that balance. So,
yeah.
Can you say something?
Yeah. So maybe like a, like, you know, like you feel like very much influenced by me. Like,
I'm unclear about what role I want to give you. Definitely being around you influences me a lot.
Certainly, yeah. No, that,
with all what that, comes along, like comparing myself with others, seeing what relation others have with you. And
is that because of me, or?
But are you kind of asking what kind of influence could be helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah, like influence means like, you know, like there will be some influence, because you will be looking for something.
I mean, I look for guidance,
but
I also don't know how much I really want guidance from outside and how much I can trust my thing.
So
how much is that separate? I'm confused by it.
It's like not, you know, it is like a kind of dance, you know. Like you really have to allow both, and then only kind of it will be felt. It's not like that you can decide like in the beginning, you know. Like you have to allow some dance, like some kind of dance, and then some kind of clarity comes.
So
you know, just it's really good, like, to talk about
it. Manifests almost in kind of aversion and rejecting. So maybe about you or things like that, which I also feel is not helpful.
You know, I think it's helpful because, like, I really, you know, because, like, it could be helpful, you know, because it's like, you know, like I also allow you to be angry. You know?
I know.
Yeah. So I think, you know, like, you know, it could be like, you know, if you can really be angry. And
I'm not right now.
Yeah, you know, but like, you know, whenever, kind of like, you know, if you can really be angry and really feel, because if, like, there could be like one thing which will not be helpful, like if anger turns towards you, like if anger is towards me, you know, it's very good, it's very helpful, because it's like, you know, there will be some things, you know, probably like very in me, which are also related to you. And you will be angry with those things. Like there may be some kind of things, you know, you see in me. And they really correlate with you. And then suddenly, like, you know, the anger will come. So if you can, like, allow anger, then probably you will be able to see, you know, like, you know, this is where I need to.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, just maybe just to be careful that anger doesn't turn towards you. You know? If anger is towards you, then it's very good.
Influence is can be for everything. It's not from influence. It can be for a book. It can be from
from anything. Yeah,
so many things.
Yeah, so many things.
It's not only
the
danger is for everything. You read the matter, and you take this. That is a truth. That is this. I believe.
You know, I think that
we build ourselves with something, and after what we are doing is this, it's you on this moment. But it's happened every moment to moment. Learning is called. Nobody finds the truth from only from itself, because you learn also for other teachers, generation before. It is something not a. But it can be new for ourselves every time, every moment. And also, my thought was about the Sangha. I don't know. My feeling is not what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't ask for the Sangha to only to be a place I can rest.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sangha can be very, can be so responsible or something close.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I come back to Israel, and for me it was very helpful to have some place, even if it's not totally, perhaps it's not like in India,
mm-hmm.
but I with some connection with these people,
yeah.
because they are practicing and they are seeking for something also. Mm-hmm. I will not feel totally alone,
mm-hmm.
even if it's not totally my way, but
mm-hmm.
I have my own ways, I have the own way. So the Sangha is not like what you say, it's the danger.
Yeah.
It can be, it is a guru, as a guru say, you have to, it is my way and it is the truth as well to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time what I meet, and I don't meet the same thing, is something more open,
yeah.
something more helpful. And I don't see the danger. The danger perhaps is something in India with guru, with place, closing place, and I don't know. It's not my experience. It's not what I.
Yeah.
So as you don't. What?
He's waving to the.
Mm-hmm.
So only I did want to do some balance to your words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it is another experience.
Yeah. So
and,
yeah,
you expose this like something very true.
Yeah, but like, you know, I think like what I was saying, you know, like if there can be, like, you know, if there is a possibility of like this kind of place, you know, where you are not like asked, you know, to follow
yes.
something. So, you know, this is like probably I was also referring to. Kind of like if Sangha means like a place where you are not asked to believe.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is why, like I was saying to Anita, you know, it's really good to be angry because you really don't have to believe me, you know. Like,
oh, so sure.
Yeah, and it, like belief is the kind of like worst thing in, like, which can be like, you know, very unhealthy thing, you know, belief. So, like, you know, and something which is not belief, you know, that really comes from this kind of dance, you know. Really, you have to allow everything in order to find something which is not belief, you know, something like real, which is like a taste, you know, like which you really taste. So, probably. So, like I was saying, like, you know, Sangha, you know, like what I saw around.
Yes.
Like, you know, and then, like, speaking about them when I was
yes.
saying, like, so it's like they, generally, like the Sangha, like they start with a belief system. You know, there is like, there will be like some belief, and then somehow each of us has to have to follow that, and then somehow, like, you know, that kind of builds and also falls apart. And then he's saying, Adhyatma Nitya Vini Vratta Kama. And if the, like these things happen, like if these things are not there in you, that means like you are on the current of spirituality. Like if your involvement is not with what you pretend and proving that, then if effects of association are not on you, like a belief system, you know, like a dance, you know, they will be. And then, if these things are not, then he's saying like you will really ride on the current of life towards the vini vritta kama, where you are out of the cycle of like the prapancha, you know, like what will be prapancha?
They usually call it proliferating thoughts. You talk about it a little differently.
Yeah, so like, you know, kind of like a, you will be out of the involvements which are not helpful, you know, which really, really don't feel helpful.
These are bad habits?
Like, yeah, you know, probably everything cannot be said bad. You know? Like some things, you know, like it, so it's not like, you know, in a way of good and bad, but like somehow, like involvement, what is not necessary, probably we can say. Like, you know,
like what weighs you down?
Huh?
Like what weighs you down?
What's yeah, like, you know, the, all the weights, you know, kind of, like, they really, they drop. And then there is a flow, like you're saying, adhyatma. Adhyatma nitya, like, you know, there is a continuity in the flow. And dvandvaya vimukta. Certainly, this continuity will be out of the, like, should I do this or should I do that? Like, out of that, kind of like it's really flowing all the time. And sukha dukkha sangai, also out of the influence of happiness and unhappiness, kind of like, you know, also these two things, they really influence us very much. Unhappiness, like, I think, influence more than the happiness, because, like, something like one, say, one incident in the life happened, and really, we can be all the life with that. So, like, unhappiness is like kind of like more time than the happiness, because happiness we keep forgetting, but unhappiness we somehow, like, it's like there is a wound always. So Krishna is saying, like, both can, like, we really can let go of both. And gacchant amurha, and really, like, the something like the unfolding of awakening, you know, keeps on. Like, through this walk, something is unfolded always. Like, it's not like one time thing, you know, it's like it keeps on unfolding all the way. And then he's saying, pad abhyam tat. Then, till one arrives the place which is where there is no decay, like where the rule of decay is not applied. Abhyam, like whatever is, what cannot be probably what cannot be influenced, like what cannot be so saying, like, till there, a kind of like unfolding walk happens.
Would you read that with gacchant?
Yeah, gacchant amurha. You keep on being less idiot and less idiot. Like, this is actually the literal meaning of this. Like, gacchant, like, you keep on walking, being less idiot and less idiot. Every day, like, seeing more and seeing more. Achcha.
Good. So, like, you're talking about, like, when you enter the stream, right, spirituality, it's like stream enter, right? So there's still a care about like and being disliked, and, you know, being recognized and stuff like that. But there's less influence by other people. You're not influenced.
You like,
so like you want to be liked, let's say, but you're not picking up the act of another person.
Because you are not living only for that. You know? Like, you know, something else, you know, like Like if I'm living only for biscuits, you know, it will be very difficult without biscuits. But if I have like the, you know, this, like rice. So like, you know, something else, like once you ride, something else is sown, you know. Like if you really feel that there is something else. So you really can not freak out if biscuits are not there, you know. If you're, if you are not recognized, you know, if you are kind of. So this is what he means.
But would it still be painful, like a difficult process to a degree, or just like kind of
like
just
less and
away?
Less, yeah. Like it's like kind of like falling apart, and less difficulty, you know, because it's like more and more acceptance, less and less difficulty. And now, like his. Kind of, you know, he described, like, I think, you know, like very, like for me, it's really very good description what he described, but he's not sure about it. So now he's saying, na tat bhasate suryo, na sasanko, na pavaka, yat katva, na nivartante, tat dham paramam mam. So saying, actually, you know, Arjun, you know, I try to speak like about that, but probably like I'm sure, you know, I haven't managed well, you know, kind of like he's saying, like, I really tried my best, but you know, I'm sure that I haven't managed well, and looks like even the sun from the sky, like lights on it. Probably still very difficult to describe, like what that is. Like if, like the moon wants to describe, it's very difficult to describe that. Because he's saying like yad gatva, because actually what happens, like once somebody arrives there, then it's like generally, like these people don't want to come back to report from there. So like difficulty is like once people arrive there, there is no charm of description. Like there is no charm left to come back to describe. So probably, you know, this is why, like I tried my best maybe, but it's not good enough. Mamai vanso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana khastan indriyan. And also now he's saying that I can understand why this is difficult, why it's like the habits, the tendencies, you know, why they are so powerful. He's saying because of the prakriti sthana, because of the nature, because nature really like it works for the nature, if we allow to be like to be in command of nature, you know, like it really doesn't make any difference to nature. So really nature puts in us those kind of commands so that we can be helpful to nature. Kind of like there are so many commands, like, you know, like the say command of sex, you know, so that life can continue. Like, so strong in us. And so many other things. And another thing is like also the senses, also they can be like senses can also be keep on pulling us, like from this, pulling back because of the involvement with them. And this is why Krishna is saying, like, jiva bhuta sanatana. Like, we really don't find us being attracted to that. Like, many, many times, there are attractions to senses, there are attractions from the natural laws, and we really find us influenced by them, not like this is not like an influence, right? What Krishna is saying, like the growing to kind of like spirituality is not any influence, it's like a own kind of growth. So there is no buttons which can put us on this path. Like, you know, it's like our wisdom only can do so. And this is why it's difficult. Sariram yad vapnot yachya apyu kram tiswara grahitoy tan sanyat vayur gandhan vasayat. Saying that, like having, like receiving a human body is like a natural act, you know, like naturally we receive a human body, like it's nature, it's not. Then also, leaving, like the death, is also a natural process, you know, if not accidental. And like, so saying, grahit etan sanyat vayur gandha nivasayat, like. So all these things, like, you know, coming to body, leaving body, really doesn't need smell, you know. Like it's actually, like he's saying, like, you know, it's like very, very natural. Like we really find us there, you know, like being born. Like all the life which we, like the senses, like they are not because of us, you know. Like naturally they are there. Their demands, naturally they are there, you know, like kind of like when we were children, you know, like I think there was no idea, like even idea of sex was not there, you know, like because as children, like Gyan doesn't know it yet. But as soon as 13, 14, you know, suddenly knowing will come naturally. So Krishna is saying, like, everything happens within the realm of nature. So you don't need like any special knowledge for this kind of thing. You know, this anyway will happen. And here he's saying, like, grahit etan sanyat vayur gandh, like what I am referring, what Krishna is referring, he's saying, like, for that you really need a special kind of air, a special kind of nose, you know, like really to, you know, to smell so that you can walk towards that, you know. It's like what he's saying, like, it's not natural. It's like only our wisdom can do that. Like being wise enough, only we can look for that. And then he's saying, like, certainly some kind of, like, air, some kind of, you know, smell will really turn you on, like, some incident in life, like something like all of us, like, really remember, like, some very, very special incident in life, something happened, and we really got turned on, you know, like, somehow. So saying, like, through the wisdom, some kind of, like, special smell, special air really turns us on, and, you know, that has to be, like, very, very, some kind of, like, very, very subtle things has to be leading us, has to be kind of, like, provoking us. Shotram chachu isparsanam chasaran dasanam ghran mevcha adhisthai manasthayam visayan pasevati. And generally, like, ears will like to hear, kind of like, naturally. Eyes will like to see naturally. You know, there is no wisdom needed. Like, you know, naturally, eyes will like to see, you know, ears will like to hear. Naturally, like, you know, the touch, you know, like, that will like to touch. And tongue naturally will like to taste, you know, like gulab jamun, etc.
For example.
Yeah, for example. So that's why I'm saying it's a treasure. Not only gulab jamun. And then he's saying, like, adhisthai manaschayam visayan upasevate. So saying, actually, pranamev, like, like something like what? Prana? Like, what will be good?
Life energy?
Life energy, yeah. So, what he's trying to say that only...
Like vital energy.
Yeah, only vital energy can really put us on, you know, to spirituality. Like, not these, like, senses. They really cannot do it because they are within the realm of sense. And then something like some kind of vitality, like, you know, the longing or wish really starts from the vitality. And that can adhisthai manas chayam. And like that, you know, this vitality has to like actually vitality will be faced by mind and senses because they really don't want that. So saying like also, like, not vital, like, he's saying adhisthai means like a kind of like laying out a factory, you know, actually. Adhisthai is like a kind of like laying out a factory, we can say. So, like, you know, the vitality has to lay out so that these against forces, only then these against forces will be less powerful than the vitality. Kind of. So it's like, it's not like what he's trying to say, it's not like one day, you know, like that has to continue. The vitality has to continue and make a platform so that against forces are not, like the senses, the mind is not powerful enough to take over. उत्क्रामन्तं स्थितं वापि भुञ्जानं वा गुणान्वितं विमूढा नानुपश्यन्ति पश्यन्ति ज्ञानचक्षुषा. So saying, you know, if this, like the platform of vitality is not there, then Krishna is saying, like, you know, what I am referring to, like, is will be really difficult to see even when you are dying, you know, like, even if death is happening, even at that time, it's really very difficult to see that there is something more than this ordinary life. And also, not possible while you are eating. Like if this other force is not there, if something other than the natural things are not there, then he's saying like, even while you are dying or while you are eating, or while you are being influenced by, it's very difficult to see that life has something more than, you know, the ordinary like things. And he's saying like, actually vimudha nanupasyanti, like people who don't have any vital platform, they will not be able to see. And jnana chakshusa, like having some kind of, like earlier he said, like some kind of nose, you know, some kind of like, you know, special feeling for the air, having that, having some kind of eye, only those people really look for what he's referring. Like it's not that everyone is looking for this. यतन्तु योगिनश्चैनं पश्यन्ति आत्म अवस्थितं यतन्तु अपि कृतात्मानो नयनं पश्यन्ति चेतसा. Only through practicing, like, you know, this kind of like one incident happens and then we find turned on. So Krishna is saying like, after that only via practicing, like this, you know, this seeing will come back. And pasyant atma avasthitam, and really kind of like that. As earlier, he's like seeing where I stand. Like, through practicing, this seeing where I stand, you know, where I am engaged, like what are the areas. So saying like only by practicing, that seeing will happen, that seeing will come. And yatantu api kritatmano. And like keep on walking through that seeing, like whatever seeing has happened. So saying like when somebody keeps on walking through that seeing, then only pasyant chetasa, like the you know, the seeing from you know what is that happened. So what he's trying to say that you know there will be like a seeing will happen, which will be the byproduct of practices. Like you know through the practices. Something like you keep on seeing, like, you know, kind of unfolding, will keep on happening till finally what is, you know, becomes your I, kind of like, you know, till like the what is, like, sees. Because the unfolding of practices cannot see everything altogether, you know. It will see like one thing and keep on walking and working. And then finally say like chetasa, like the kind of like I will open in the consciousness. Kind of like yeah, you know, another kind of like, and you know.
Is that what you meant by knowing where you stand when you said that earlier?
Yeah, that earlier. यदा दित्य गतम तेजो जगत भास यते खिलम यच्चंद्रमसि यच्चाग्नो तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम. And I was trying to describe like this, I of consciousness. He's saying actually like the glow, like you know, if glow of sun, you know, like S-U-N, you know, and glow of like all the things which are related to light. Sun is related to light, and as well as glow of everything which is related to light, and glow of moon, as well as if all the glows like really come together, so whatever will be the seeing possibility of that glow, that is the seeing possibility of the eye of consciousness. Like, you know, like this eye, what he's referring, he's saying like that really have that kind of capacity, you know, capacity or possibility.
Is this process a kind of like condensing process?
Condensing.
Like a bringing things together, but also like completely opening up at the same time.
Can you?
He said, "Is it condensing process and also opening up at the same time?"
And at the same time, like really,
like gathering all the light together,
yeah,
into one thing, but also like being like completely open,
yeah, peeling
like,
off, also.
Like not like,
yeah, like peeling off and you know being condensed at the same time, if that can happen, like somehow. Gama visya cha bhutani dharayami ujasa pushnam chosadhi sarva sumo bhutva rasatmaka. No, like in the realm of light, like we say glow. So in the realm of power, what will be the kind of like same as glow? What will be like, you know, in the realm of power, what will be the world?
Power.
Yeah, like you know, as in the light of realm of light is glow. So similarly, like in the realm of power, what will be the
strength,
force,
intensity,
yeah, okay. So saying actually, like in that eye, you know, with the opening of that eye, what happens also that, like, that has the ability to see as well as intensity to act upon, like at the same time. It's not like only, like it's not like now, it's not like eye and hand. Like generally, like hand and eye, they are different. But here he's saying like when that glow happens, then also power comes, you know, not in a bad sense, like power, not in a bad sense. And as well as pushnam chosadhi, like the you know the light of glow really becomes medicinal, like he's saying. Also, like the medicinal qualities are added to the light of glow as well as. And as well as like the ability to like all the juices, you know, like all the tastes, like also that happens at the same time. So saying like in this glow, it's not only glow, it's not only seeing quality, it's also intensity to our strength to act is there, like natural, like input in the same thing, as well as medicinal, like all the medicinal qualities are already like there, as well as all the juicy, you know, like it's not like dry thing, you know, like he's saying, like it's like all the juice lies there, as well as all the medicinal, you know, all the healing qualities, as well as like the strength and seeing, like all of them are inbuilt kind of somehow.
Anything more about this medicinal part?
Yeah, because it's like actually like, you know, I think we have like stories around, like kind of, you know, like we hear stories around that people getting healed, you know, so kind of, so something really happens that those qualities are there. You know, that's what, like, you know, in this there is like a seeing quality, you know, strength, medicinal, as well as like the juiciness, you know? It's not dry. So like all really come together. Aham Vaiswa Naru Bhutva Praninam Deh Masrita Prana Pan Samayukta Pancham Atram Chatur Vidham. So it is trying to say that, you know, like this, as he said, like, you know, on this all levels, you know, like those qualities are there. Similarly, as long as body is there, like, you know, all the not only that, all the body needs will also be accommodated, like, you know, also that part will be included. It's not that body is less important, you know, like, it, like together with that also the importance of body, you know, it's seen, and also that is accommodated, kind of, like, you know, that is also needs are met. So maybe we can stop here today.